With all the talk about self-driving cars zipping along our roads and highways, we've overlooked developments in autonomous ships that could one day be dominating the waters of the Great Lakes. When the Great Lakes governors and premiers of Ontario and Quebec open their 2019 summit tomorrow, one thing on their schedule will be a demonstration of a so-called smart ship. Guy Meadows directs the Great Lakes Research Center at Michigan Tech University, where he specializes in marine engineering. Guy, tell us about the ship the governors and premiers will see.
Well, from the university's perspective, we're very interested in autonomous research vessels as opposed to large freight-carrying vessels, as you indicated. So what we're going to show is what we believe to be the world leader in autonomous surface vessels, which is a company called L3ASV Global. They have brought up a 18-foot research vessel that is fully autonomous and can operate for up to 7 days, 24 hours a day, totally unattended. We will not be operating it unattended. We will be operating it under what we and the Coast Guard have agreed to being supervised autonomy. So it's going to be a nice show, we hope, and we're in the process right now of loading up a very fancy sonar so that we can provide live video feed of the bottom underneath the vehicle as it's doing its autonomous survey.
So it sounds like what I'm hearing is what you've agreed to with the Coast Guard is kind of like autonomous with training wheels.
Exactly. And the Coast Guard has been just tremendous to work with. This is obviously new technology in the marine environment. There are no real definitive rules at this point. So part of what we've done is developed a marine autonomy test center up at Michigan Tech in the waters surrounding the university, and working very closely with the Coast Guard to employ best practices and together develop rules for the safe operation of these types of vessels.
Guy, give us an idea. What does this ship look like? Would we recognize it as something different from what we're used to seeing?
You sure would. It's bright yellow for safety reasons. As I said, it's about 18 feet. It can go down the road on a trailer, so it would be easy for universities across the Great Lakes basins to share these vessels, which is our plan. Looks just like a normal boat, 0.8 one end and square at the other. It's powered by a small diesel engine, which gives it the 7 day duration. But there's no place for people. It has a complete deck, waterproof from the top side as well as obviously the bottom side. It's a little different looking.
Guy, where does technology for autonomous vessels stand right now?
Way behind that for autonomous land vehicles, and that's part of the governor's and premier's interest is to leverage the tremendous technology that the automobile companies throughout the Great Lakes Basin are developing and to leverage that into the marine sector. So we're hoping to improve on these vessels, which are quite capable at this time, but again, we're interested in testing their safety features, further developing their autonomy and their usefulness. We held a national workshop 3 years ago, and the consensus of the workshop is that these types of unoccupied vessels are best designed to do are things that satisfy what we call the three D's: dull, dirty, and dangerous. And an example of each would be: dull would be resurveying the Great Lakes, which is really necessary, that in some places the surveys are 100 years old. Dangerous are things of that you would not want to risk human exposure. There would be cleanups of contaminant spills, collisions between ships, oil spills, things of that nature. And that also goes into the dangerous category. So on the research side, the dangerous category for us is to make measurements when it's not safe to have human crews. So early in the spring, when there's still ice present, we can't have our ships and our buoys and other sensors in the water. This would be a great opportunity to be able to make critical measurements when there's no other way to do that.
So certainly then these unoccupied vessels can change the way scientists do research on the Great Lakes, and I'm sure that could also be applied to the oceans.
Oh, absolutely. This particular vehicle has been used extensively in the Gulf of Mexico and in the offshore of Alaska, primarily in support of oil exploration. So they've also been used in the search for Malaysia Flight 370, where, again, multiple of these vehicles are used simultaneously with a mothership to greatly increase the coverage area.
Could we see this someday as this technology is developed and gets better and better? Could it be used on larger ships? Could it be used, for example, for businesses that want to ship goods?
Oh, absolutely. And there are parts of the autonomous shipping industry that are moving in that direction. The Norwegians, for example, are in the process of building an autonomous freighter. We're a long ways away from wanting to do that here in the United States, but the advanced autonomy and the aid that these vehicles incorporate in their programming can be of use to commercial shipping and doing some of the very difficult maneuvers that they have to do, like entering the locks and docking and things of that nature. So there's applications that will not only create jobs throughout the Great Lakes, but make our waterways safer.
Well, when you say create jobs, I wondered what that could mean for ship pilots and crew.
Yeah, for ship pilots and crew, it would be different types of operations than they're presently doing. But again, in developing this technology, there's tremendous opportunity for both the technicians to maintain and operate these systems, as well as for the engineering and science that goes into creating the systems in the first place. Part of the governor's and premier's interest is to use our capacity here throughout the Great Lakes Basin to become an exporter worldwide of these technologies. We think we could lead the market in that rather than playing catch up.
Guy, could smart ships change the way that the rest of us, we civilians, want to interact with the lakes, play on the lakes, and enjoy them?
I don't think so. The Norwegians are working very hard with their autonomous freighter, which will become operational in 2020, to make sure that it does not interfere. Our plans up in Lake Superior, part of the reason for choosing that is it's a very low marine traffic area. The Coast Guard has recommended that they transmit a notice to mariners to let people know that a autonomous ship will be operating or vessel will be operating. But again, it's not autonomous. There will be a supervisory vessel that can take control at any moment. So our goal is to make sure that we do this on a non-interference basis.
In our last few moments, tell us in 20 years, what will be fundamentally different about the Great Lakes because of smart ship technology?
We hope they'll be cleaner, the water will be cleaner, that invasive species will be better understood, that we'll have better bottom maps of not only the depth of the lake, but the substrates and who lives where, what sort of areas need to be protected, what sort of areas don't need to be supervised, all those things that we just don't have the person power right now to be able to do. We know how to do them, but again, to be able to run these vessels ultimately, continuously for a week at a time would be a tremendous leap forward for the science community, and that's our primary interest.
Guy Meadows directs the Great Lakes Research Center at Michigan Tech. Thanks so much, Guy, for sharing your work with us.
Oh, thank you for the interest. We appreciate it. Have a good day.